This is Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY and the Lucy Ann Lance Show. Sean Duvall is a dedicated contributor to the Ann Arbor community in so many ways. His company is Golden Limousine International, and it is being recognized at the Huron Trail's 24th Annual Awards Dinner for their corporate citizenship. Sean joins me on the Lucy Ann Lance Show. You know, you are just such an incredible individual. You have given of yourself in so many ways, and I've watched you build up your company, Golden Limousine International. It is huge. It is world renowned. And now to receive this distinguished corporate citizen award, what a thrill. And it's so well deserved. Congratulations, Sean.
Lucy Ann, thank you. And thank you for the nice words. Thanks for having me on today. We're so excited about the award. We're excited about the organization that's giving it to us and all the really cool things they're doing in our community. So
it's kind of special. It's intended to recognize a lifetime of giving back to the community through community service and selflessness. And there's a lot to be said for that. So again, the Distinguished Corporate Citizen Award by the Boy Scouts of America, Michigan Crossroads Council. And there was a dinner this month for this. Tell us a little bit about what that was like to receive this award. It was at Barton Hills Country Club, Sean.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was last week. It was actually really nice to go into a room and hear people talk nice about you. it was a great dinner. Dr. Paul Hollenberg was also recognized as the Distinguished Citizen alongside Golden Limousine as a Distinguished Corporate Citizen. And, so lots of family and friends that were on hand, also customers that were able to show. A lot of the people that were in the room to recognize Dr. Hollenberg were customers of mine, including the doctor. So that was nice to see. But, one of the cool things that they allow you to do is have your choice of who presents the award. And my buddy Kevin Van Kennel, who you know very well over at UTEC, gave the award to Golden Limousine, but at the last second, and this is appropriate to say, we all love Kevin, but we hate him because he's a Buckeye, and of course he wore his Buckeye and beat Michigan mask.
That sounds like Kevin.
But then he invited my staff up to present the award to me, so that was pretty.
Oh, I love it. You know,
made the ceremony that much better.
To be a good corporate citizen, it really starts with the leadership of any company, and you are a great example of that. You serve on the board of the Ann Arbor Area Community Foundation, Destination Ann Arbor, the Michigan Works Southeast Workforce Board. You're past chair of the board of the Washtenaw Community College Foundation and the Ann Arbor Ypsilanti Chamber. And your company, Golden Limousine, has supported many organizations, March of Dimes, Ellie's Place, the Michigan Theater, and the Ypsilanti Student Development Program. I want you to take me back to Sean Duvall as a young man, just dreaming up this company in those beginning days. And what was that like? How did that come about? And what do you think your background, how that led into how you've become this great corporate community citizen?
You know, it's interesting that I started my career at McDonald's, which I recommend for most young people to start their career at some food place, some organization that teaches you service. Doesn't always happen the best way, but they really work hard to teach you service, and McDonald's is among the best. But a friend of yours, I think Al Fellhauer, Rosie Fellhauer, were owner operators that ran that store, and they just really showed me how important customer service was, but they also showed me how important it was to be involved in the community. If you remember, Al did a radio show at WTKA, and Rosie is very, very involved with the Ronald McDonald House and so many other organizations. Al is a big supporter of Eastern Michigan, and I just saw that in them, and I kind of modeled. You know, it took a little bit for Golden Limousine to stand up, but once it did, we realized that we just play an incredibly important role in the community. And my parents always said, if you are going to have an opinion, you better be willing to do something about it. And yeah. I definitely have an opinion.
So. I love that. That's great.
I've always been willing to step up.
And you're absolutely right about the Fellhauers. They're now retired, but boy, they ran a great business. They had a number of McDonald's and, again, great corporate citizens. So you learned from the best. And I wholeheartedly agree with you about food service. I was a longtime waitress. It paid my way through college. I learned more, I think, as a waitress than I did in any other time in my life. And I still use that skill set today. So I do think it's really important for kids to do these kinds of things.
For sure.
How did you come up with Golden Limousine? And tell everyone a little bit about your company, because it's grown immensely.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So way back when I was working for Al, I had customers that came in every single morning and they would just sit. We had 10-cent coffee, so they would just sit in the lobby, you know, the farmers and a few business owners, and they would just talk and talk and talk. And I ran the store. I would sit in the lobby and do the schedule or do the inventory and listen to them talk. And one of my customers was talking about this limousine company that his kid had run into some trouble with. And we got to talking about it. And next thing I know, I go home and say, hey, we're going to the bank. We're going to get a loan to buy a couple of limousines.
Oh, my gosh.
And I don't know if you remember, but a little company called Golden Chains Jewelry Store, Pete Peterson, he sold me his limousines.
Oh!
So I thought it would be cool to do this, but I said, let's just drop the chains and we'll be Golden Limousine.
I never heard this
kind
story
of hokey
before.
But that's what we did.
Really interesting. And I think what's people might not realize if they haven't utilized your company before, I mentioned you're world renowned, because talk about how you make an impact in other countries with what you're doing.
Well, sure. I mean, it's really cool. We do work all over the world with our affiliate partners. One of the things that we realized early on was that everybody that we took to the airport was going to a destination and we're going to need some form of transportation. So why not rely on the company that you're using locally? It's a real challenge to go to a different city and all of a sudden maybe the transportation doesn't go right and you don't know who to call, or the people that you call don't really care because you're here once, not every single day.
Right.
For us, it's like our children going away. So we are holding our hand and really taking such great, and that business has just grown. So we do big meetings for companies like Eli Lilly. We work with McKinsey all over the world. And I do mean all over the world. A friend of mine did a three-week stay in South Africa. We took care of all of his service in South Africa. We did a Belgium mayor's conference. They just found us on the internet, and we, of course, always find a way to say yes. So we did, and ended up doing a service for for Belgium. So it was just really some cool stuff that we've been able to do just by finding ways to say yes.
Wow. How have you weathered the pandemic storm? How has that impacted your business, Sean?
Well, the pandemic had the ability to destroy us. It really shut down most of the air travel. The hospitality industry was decimated. You saw our hotel occupancy rates went down to, the low teens. It's really, really a tough, tough situation. But we were in a position to work with some of our partners, the Ann Arbor Area Transportation Authority, the University of Michigan, and, Amazon's taking over the world, so we work with them as well. And we started providing employee shuttles for the hospital, for Amazon, and for ATA. We were working with them to help people who can't get to a bus stop, who don't have bus stops near them, get to the grocery store or get to a bus stop, you know, like the Ypsilanti bus station. So we did a lot of work in Ipsy Township and Pittsville Township, Ohio Township with those folks, and then with the hospital. And Golden Limits actually flourished in the pandemic. We went from around 40 employees down to 9, and then now we're at about 130.
Oh my gosh.
So all in the course of 18 months.
So it had the potential of destroying you, but you actually flourished at Golden Limousine during the pandemic. Sean Duvall with us, the owner. And Sean, those kinds of connections you made with the University of Michigan, with the Ann Arbor Area Transportation Authority, were those new connections then because of the pandemic? And how did you broker those deals?
So it goes kind of back to the award. Golden Limousine is involved in the community. We're at the table where when things are happening, we know about it because we're a part of the discussion. And I think that's really important. And one of the things that I would even give unsolicited advice to our small business community is if you're involved, if you're connected, people see who you are and they want to work with people who they know, they trust, that they like.
Yeah.
And that's what we've built at Golden. So these weren't new relationships. All of them were contracts that we bid on. So it wasn't that we were a friend of somebody and were able to get a contract. It was just that when it came down to it, people knew our brand and they knew what we stood for and we knew how we did business. And we've been able to demonstrate that now that we've had these contracts over time. And you know, it's not all sunshine and roses. The worker shortage is just a huge, huge challenge. And people say, well, you need to pay more, you need to offer more benefits. Well, you know, of course we do that. And we continue to do that. And just like many of the restaurants and the hotels in our community, our wages are going up, but it's still a real challenge to get people to come back to work.
And why do you think that is?
Now you're going to make me reveal myself. It's a real challenge. I feel like we're still competing with the government. People are still a little scared. They don't know if coming back to work is going to be safe for them. So I give a little bit of credence to that, that they people are still a little nervous about this COVID thing, whether or not they can get into the workforce. And remember, our people are, in a lot of cases, one-on-one in a small confined space.
Yeah.
So when you think about that, they're a little bit challenged. I think once we get a level of comfort that the vaccines are solid, that people are vaccinated, that there's a solid policy in place, that people will feel a little bit more comfortable coming back to work. And we desperately need them.
Yeah, and I hear your point. I hear your point about competing with the government. That's a serious problem. And we talk to business
people. I was quiet about that a little bit.
Well, and we talk to business people all the time, and they say the same thing. They're paying the high rates. They're offering health insurance. They're doing everything they possibly can to get and retain employees, and it's still not working. And so hopefully, as we come out of the pandemic, we'll see things, the ship right itself. We'll see how that goes. Sean,
I hope it's an incentive that we give people to come back to work instead of an incentive to not work.
Exactly. Sean Duvall, Golden Limousine International's president and founder, and congratulations on the Huron Trails Distinguished Award for Great Corporate Citizenship, Distinguished Corporate Citizen Award by the Boy Scouts of America Michigan Crossroads Council that he received this month. And we wish you well. I'm glad to see that Golden Limousine is doing so well. And I'll say something else. You have not aged a bit. In all the decades that I've known you, you look fantastic. Keep up the great work, Sean. Thank you.
Thanks, Lucianne. Love you.
Sean Duvall from Golden Limousine International. I'm Lucianne Lance, and this is Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.